Hi, everybody. This is Senia Seaver, and you're listening to Dr. Bell. Well, I forgot to say who I am. Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, keep that, Don. Be sure and keep that in there. I like those improvs. Yeah, go ahead. Especially with a laugh and all that.
Yeah. Who am I? I just forgot. Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Sharon Jeffers, and this is the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I want to welcome all of you here today. I know I have listeners that tune in every week, and I really appreciate knowing you're out there. And I also know that a lot of new people tune into this show every week. So for those of you that are just tuning in, I want to share with you a little bit about what this show is about. Well, actually what it's based on is a mystic oracle that reveals that the regular deck of playing cards is actually an ancient calendar. And you can go on my website, starofthemagi.com. There's a link there on BBS. And you can click on the cards up on the nav bar. And you can read about how the cards correlate with the calendar, meaning there's 52 cards, 52 weeks, 12 months, 12 court cards, 4 seasons, 4 suits. It just goes on and on. And, well, it goes on for a while anyway. And so when I am looking at your cards, because I'm going to have open lines the whole show today, and when I'm looking at your cards, I'm not laying cards out like a fortune teller. I'm actually, not that I haven't done that in my life, I have. But I'm looking at actual charts or plates or spreads, as I like to call them, of, you know, they're composed of 52 cards, each one, and there's 91 of them. And we have a life path. We have a spirit path. We have a birth card, we have a planetary ruling card, we have a spirit card and a soul card. We have a lot of cards that are associated with the day we're born, because each day of the year is governed by a specific card. Some days have one card, I mean, some cards have one day, some cards have 12 days. And you can see all that on the charts and things on my website. I don't have these charts, and I keep thinking about it, and then I forget. I'll get them up there someday. Also, you can look up your birthday, and then I have a line of greeting cards that's on there. You can read a little blurb about your birthday. My book, Cards of Destiny, has more in-depth delineations of the birthdays. So I have, you know, through this system, we can look at any time frame that you're in, 7-year cycles, yearly cycles, 4-year cycles. And I welcome you to call in and ask questions. You can also call in about relationship if you want. When you do call in, I would like you to give me your month and day of the month and day of your birth and your present age. And if you call in for relationship, I just want the month and day of each person to start with. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
What's your name?
I'm Helene.
Helene?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Helene.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from northern New Jersey. I live right outside New York City.
Oh, I love New Jersey. Okay, so when's your birthday?
June 25th.
June 25th. And do you have a specific question? Are you familiar with this system?
I am a bit, yeah. I know I'm the adventurer. I'm the Five of Clubs.
You are the Five of Clubs.
Yeah.
And you're a Cancer.
I am.
So your planetary ruling card is the Nine of Clubs. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Okay, so our birth card represents our soul's expression in this life. And that card holds the lessons that we're here to learn and the expression of who we are. We embody that energy. So you embody that energy of the Five of Cups, which is a really quick, curious, mental energy. And then the planetary ruling card, which is determined by our astrology, is the card that governs how we think of ourselves, how other people see us, and how we move through life. Then we also have a spirit card, and your spirit card is the Five of Hearts. So, in essence, you're a double five, and you're probably very fond of variety and adventure and things. Because that's a lot of... Fives are about experience rather than accomplishment.
Huh.
And then you have a soul card... Well, the spirit card, let me not get ahead of myself here. The spirit card represents the challenges and the opportunities that we have in our life. So when we embrace the challenges, they actually become opportunities. It's like magic. Then we also have a soul card, which represents the gifts that we bring into this life. And your soul card is the Four of Clubs, which is totally opposite of the Five of Clubs and the Five of Hearts. So what is your age?
My age? I'm 57.
57. So when you turned 56, you went into a new seven-year cycle.
Yeah.
And this is an umbrella of time and influences that is very strong, and the whole thing is governed by Venus, which is very nice. You have the King of Diamonds sitting in your house, and that's your moon card. So there's a real strong draw for you to be really connected to the subconscious environment of your mind and your emotional needs and what's important to you and really being empowered in that arena of your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Wow, look at your cards. So this year you have the Queen of Diamonds, long range. You're in a double Venus year here, maybe triple. Eight of Spades. So do you have a specific question that you want to ask me?
Yeah, I'm kind of going back to a career path that I started a long time ago and then left it, and I've been in limbo for a long time. And now I'm going back seriously looking at wanting to be in and working toward being in the arts as a performer. And a writer. And I wonder what you can tell me about that. Also having some financial challenges without having a solid career for a while. So, yeah, anything you can help me out with that.
Okay, one of the things that I see that I'm just going to say first off is that it's really important for you to, if this is necessary, take responsibility financially. If you have anything in the past that you need to clean up, you need to do that.
Okay.
Or it's going to come and get you. Because you're sitting in the Six of Diamonds house for the entire 7 years. So that card represents financial responsibility. It's also a card that says, you know, you need to get all your ducks in a row. What's your priority? What are your priorities? And what is their priority, you know? It's like, who's number one, who's number two, what's most important? So this is a time of kind of shoring things up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got all this Venus energy, which, you know, is really wonderful for relationships and home and connecting with people and whatnot. You've got the Ace of Spades sitting in your house, which means it's time to either start a new type of work or take it to the next level.
Oh, good, good.
Yes. And the key word here is passion. And there's a strong need for you to also be really clear about what you're doing. Your choices and your actions need to come from the inside, not from something that you think, but something that you feel, which is really... It's not that challenging for you because you have the Five of Hearts inside, so you are in touch with your feelings. Often clubs run with their thoughts. Sometimes they run right into a wall with them because their thoughts are so real. And rather than building with them, you want to use them as stepping stones so that you're being guided from deep within yourself. Your Five of Cards, your cards are very much influenced by Neptune this year. And Neptune is fantasy. Neptune rules film, television, storytelling, you know, everything having to do with fantasy, including delusion. So, you know, there's a lot of energy around this. In the cycle that you're in, let me look. Yeah, I can see why you're feeling so artistic. So I think there's some energy around writing for you, for sure, and that the trick will be to create a structure for yourself, and then within that structure, just allow whatever wants to come through, come through. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because there's a need for structure. There's also a need for that which is unpredictable and coming out of nowhere, and just you have the potential to experience a lot of mental genius this year, and you want to play with it rather than trying to, you can't put anything in a box. You can give it a structure, but then within the structure it needs the choice and the freedom to explore. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. You have a few challenging cards. I would highly recommend some form of discipline, which I do a lot anyway, but particularly when I see the Seven and the Nine of Spades showing up. These are powerful cards of discipline and self-mastery and initiation, spiritual. So it's really, really important to have some sort of practice you do every day, whether it's meditation or, you know, some form of yoga that takes you deep inside. You want to do something that really stills your mind. Meditation, Qigong, any kind of moving meditation. Very important. Have you had some health stuff going on?
No, I haven't. I feel like I could, though.
You know what, then? You need to do Qigong because you have cards that show, you know, if you don't take the first step to initiate some sort of shift in your life in that way with your health, then you could start to have some little stuff go on.
Okay.
So Qigong is so powerful for, you know, because it's a moving meditation and you're bringing energy through your organs and your body, and it's really, really powerful. Okay?
And, may I ask you about finances? I mean, do you see anything there getting better, worse, or what to do?
I see the biggest thing is if you have any unresolved stuff, you need to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there is something. Is that true?
That's kind of, well, I owe some family money.
Yes. You need to either make new arrangements or something. You need to take some action with this.
Yeah.
The best thing to do would be to pay it, but if you don't have the money to do that, then you need to do the next best thing. But you really need to step up to the plate here because this is a 7-year influence, and so if you're not taking action and taking responsibility, actually, that's the key word with a six, then you're going to be haunted by this, and it's going to hold you back.
Okay.
It'll disrupt the flow of money. Okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Helene.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So, That's true for all of us. The Six of Diamonds teaches us about taking responsibility for our behavior with money and our actions with money and how we set our priorities. So, you know, each one of the cards has something to teach us, always. It's not just when they show up, but when they show up, they're like in our face, sort of. Sometimes a lot, actually. And so that card, and interestingly enough, April 15th, which is tax day, it's the final day to get your taxes in our country, in the U.S., is a Six of Diamonds day. So, you know, there's some mysterious linking behind all of everything, absolutely everything, with this deck of cards. It's mind-blowing. Little things like that show up, and it, you know, I wanted to look at Barack Obama's cards, and I didn't, because I think it's very interesting. I said this, I think, last week, that, or maybe the week before, that when Hillary was 59 before she had her birthday in October, she had powerful cards, and when she had her birthday, it was like, whoa, I mean, really challenging cards, and that's been showing up, and he had really good cards, and now looks like he's got a little challenge going on, and looks like things are reversing in a way, and I didn't get a chance to look at his cards, so I'm not going to do that this minute, because I would have to distract myself from the show, but if somebody wants to email me his birthday, because I don't have it right in front of me, and his age. I mean, I know his cards. I just need his age. I can't remember. You can email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net if you have any questions. So I see the card deck as a matrix of time and a guide to self-mastery. And it's many things. It teaches us what's hidden behind our relationship connections and what the learning is there, what the gifts are, what the challenges are. It teaches us about our inner psyche and what's going on there, how to bring ourselves into balance and alignment so that we can rise to our fullest expression of self. You know, it reveals our passion. One of the reasons I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, was, well, there were a lot of reasons, I suppose. But one was, you know, I see people struggle, especially, well, a lot of people, all ages, but a lot of kids and young people struggle with their self-esteem and self-worth and expectations that people have of them and they put on themselves. And we're also unique and different. I'm going to share a story with you that just came to me. When I was on Kauai, and a friend of mine who's a counselor there at the, one of the high schools, he knew that I had spent a lot of time with kids at risk, and he wanted me to come and talk to these kids. There were 15 of them that were in a school that was, they'd been kicked out of high school, but there was a special school for them. And they wouldn't talk to anybody. When the teacher would walk in, they would walk out. And, you know, there was no discipline or anything. And this is before this book was published. It was, I mean, the same information on the birthdays, but I had published a coil-bound version of the book initially. So I took that little book with me. And I went there, and sure enough, we walked in, and all the guys walked out, and they started playing with the punching bag. So I just asked these two male teachers, I said, I want to go outside, and I want to go alone. So I went outside, and I sat about 15 feet away, and I just sat there, and one of them walked over, and he walked by me, and I said hi, and he just looked at me and said, yo, you know, and I asked him his birthday. I asked him if he played cards, if he ever played cards, and he said, yeah. And I said, well, when's your birthday? And he told me. I said, oh, you're a two of clubs. And he said, what does that mean? In 5 minutes, every one of those kids was sitting around with me. These are teenage boys, kicked out of school for drugs, whatever. And local boys have a hard time, especially on that part of the island. They sat with me for almost 2 hours. And I began by just reading about their cards to them. And then I took it one step further and told them how they dealt with conflict. And the next day, the vice principal of the high school called me and offered me a job. Because she said nobody, those kids never talked to anybody about anything. But this is the magic. The card deck is so friendly, and there's a reason it's found its way into our lives the way it has. It's because it holds all the secrets and mysteries of who we are and why we're here, and who we are to one another, who people are to us. You know how you feel different with everybody. There's always an explanation for that in the cards. And there's always an opportunity that's hidden there. And to me, it's such an amazing gift, because the thing that we miss most in our race, in our species, is understanding and acceptance, is love and kindness. And I'm not saying we aren't loving and, you know, I mean, most of us probably are. However, the greater understanding that we can have of ourselves and one another, the more harmony we're going to create. And that harmony resonates. It resonates through the airwaves. It resonates through everything. And our opportunity with this oracle is to learn about who we are. You know, I have people sometimes say to me, oh, I'm just a lowly two. And it's like, there's no such thing as a lowly two. A two is about communication. Two is about union. Two is about cooperation. It's a powerful, powerful number, especially when we realize that through communication, through unity, through connecting, we have the power to transform energy. We always have the power to transform energy in whatever way we want. You know, I was driving down the street one night, and it was pretty late, and I was driving through Hollywood, and I was going along, and this guy was double parked or something. He tried to jet in front of me, and he had this, I didn't speed up or anything. He was just misjudging. And so then he came after me, enraged, flipping me off and yelling at me. And I rolled down the window, and I smiled, and I said, hi. And there were two guys in the car, young guys, you know. And they just looked at me and just stopped and dead in their tracks, because we were at a stoplight side by side. And, you know, I said, you know, he said, why'd you cut me off? I said, I didn't cut you off. And you know it. And he started laughing. He goes, you're right, you know. And so I said, so isn't this more pleasant, you know? But it's like, I mean, I could have gone the other way. Trust me, I'm an Aries, and, you know, I can have a short fuse, but as time's gone on, I think my fuse is disintegrating. Maybe that comes with age, I don't know. For sure with wisdom. But, you know, it's like we have the potential in every moment, in every relationship. If you're in a relationship and you're having troubles and somebody isn't meeting your expectations, you need to get rid of your expectations. You need to, at the very least, lower them. And you need to turn around and look inside of yourself. Because each and every person we're in a relationship with is a reflection of how we are in relationship with ourselves. That's the bottom line. And if we're not getting what we need, we're not giving it to ourselves. Because if we give it to ourselves, we're all automatically going to create that magnetism that other people are going to want to give that to us too. It all starts right in the middle of our belly, right in the middle of our being. You know, it's all about our connection with ourselves. And so the beauty of this deck of cards that is an ancient book of time, it's a little book. It's a little book of time. Think about that. If you don't have a card deck, get one. If you have one and it's in a drawer somewhere, take it out. look at what your cards are. If you want to know your planetary ruling card and all that stuff, ask me. I'll tell you. Oh, Barack Obama. Thank you. He's 46. Thank you, Karen. So, you know, get a deck of cards out and put your cards up. Those energies, each card in that deck is an entire creation unto itself. And they all come together, and each one leads to the other all the way through the entire deck. And from the Ace of Hearts to the King of Spades, that card deck is a guide from conception to birth of what human life is really about and what the potential is being a human being. It's absolutely magnificent. So let's look at Mr. Obama right now and see what hit him. I'm going to look and see where he is. August 4th. So on March... Oh, he's in Saturn. So he went into Saturn on March 1st. So that's going to call him to the table right there. So he's 46. And he is the Nine of Diamonds. Leo, Nine of Diamonds, Four of Diamonds. Whoa, he's got 2 5s in his house, age 46. Okay, so let's look where he is right now. I would be really happy to see, oh, there you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I hate when people do that. What do you think? Okay, let me just look at his other card. 7 of Spades. Bam, 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 with the jack. So this guy, he has to be in complete integrity right now, or he's going to get his face smashed right into a brick wall. And I say that because, you know, I have a little flair for drama, and it's just... So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, he's got some challenges with the country right now. The country is a jack of diamonds, and he's got the 7 of spades with the jack of diamonds. So anything that he's not being forthright about will come up for him during this cycle. And he may meet some obstacles and challenges with the country. And, you know, it's sort of what's showing up right now. I don't know how far this whole thing is going to go with his minister. Let me look one more time. That cycle ends on 4/22. So then I'm going to just look quickly at his 3-month cycle. 4, 4, 5, 6, 2, 3. Let's just see what's going on. He may just have a 13-day that's bumping up against this 52-day cycle here. Which way I'm trying to keep talking so there's no dead air time here. Oh, yes, in his 3-month cycle. Oh, he has the 9 of spades as an outcome card. That's tough. So a lot of things are uncertain right now. There's some uncertainty going on in his cards. Let me just see one more thing. 8-4. No, that's not right. 8-4, 2-3. So let's just look at exactly where he is in his 13 days. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 is 314 and 327 and 49, so that's Jupiter. Okay, so let's look at this. So on 314, he went into a 13-day Jupiter cycle in this plate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. I don't see this here. It must be a lunar cycle that's whacking him. If anybody wants to call in, please feel free to do that. I'm happy to take your call. 58 84. I'm still here. 58 59 60 61 62 63 64 65 66. I bet this is it because it started on the 17th. I bet we're going to see something in this plate. I'm looking. Obstacles in communication. He's got the Nine of Spades in the Jack of Diamonds house. Got the Death card in the house of the country in Pluto. So anything that's under the surface, that's hidden, is going to come to light. And it ain't going to be pretty. And, you know, so if he has any skeletons in the closet, they're all going to come out right now and make it really, really hard for him, because the cards that follow that are pretty challenging. He's also got the Nine of Hearts behind him. That's Hillary pushing on him, actually. And it's also some disappointment coming his way. Things could turn for him really fast with this lunar cycle. Wow. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So anyway, lots showing up in there, lot coming out, and, you know, he could rise above it or not. I mean, I felt from the beginning, I'm not favoring anybody right now. I was, and right now I'm just watching to see how they all behave, because I've been disappointed with everybody at some moment in time. But I felt right from the beginning that it was Hillary's destiny to be president. I feel like she was born to be the first woman's president, and that's a totally intuitive hit. And it also, you know, it makes sense with her cards being what they are. So we will see how it all unfolds, because we don't have any choice other than to do that. So the lines are open if you want to call in. Don't make me talk to myself this whole time. I'm talking to you. I hope you're exploring my website if you're on the show for the first time. There is another website. It's allinthecards.com. There's a link on my website, Star of the Magi, for that one. I have compatibility reports on there. And, you know, today's the Three of Diamonds Day, and I think on Three of Diamonds Day, there's a tendency for people, many people, to feel more uncertain. If you want to call me and you're feeling uncertain, just call me anyway. Well, hi, who's this brave soul?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Heather Rael.
Heather?
Yes.
Hi, Heather.
And,
where are you calling from?
New Mexico.
Where?
New Mexico.
Oh, how nice. Where in New Mexico?
The northeastern part up in the mountains.
Oh, my. How wonderful.
It is lovely.
And when's your birthday, Heather?
January 23rd, 1942.
So what age does that make you?
I'm 66.
You're 56?
66.
66.
Uh-huh.
I can't do simple math. And are you familiar with the cards?
I'm not sure if I'm familiar with the ones you use.
Uh-huh. So in this system, your birthday, January 23rd, is the Four of Diamonds.
Oh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So let me see. You are probably an Aquarian, yes?
Yes.
And the Four of Diamonds, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ten of Clubs. So the Four of Diamonds is a card that brings values into form. Four of Clubs people like structure. They like consistency. They like to work, actually. You probably like to work a lot.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, just the Four of Diamonds likes to work. In fact, they don't usually know who they are when they're not working. Then your planetary ruling card, which is another governing influence for you, is the Ten of Clubs, who also like to work. Huh. So when you put these two together, you've got somebody that, you know, is very giving, works hard. You know, you could possibly be going to school while you're working. The Ten of Clubs is also the card of the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you do?
Well, I was an accountant. I'm retired.
Accountant.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many Four of Diamonds are accountants. It's amazing.
I started working when I was about 12 years old, and I've supported myself since.
Wow.
So that,
I'm not surprised.
That fits.
Yeah, and you know, I hope you take care of yourself, because very often your combinations of cards can cause you to take care of other people before yourself.
The reason I'm calling is about a health issue, if you see anything in that region right now.
Okay, the first thing I see in that region, age 66, is that there's some sort of behavior that you need to change regarding your body, either a habit or there's something that needs to shift in that way for a change in your health. Does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure. I'm a caregiver right now, and it's very stressful.
So you're taking care of somebody else?
Uh-huh, my husband.
Oh. Yeah, this would probably wear you out pretty good right now. I mean, you have the Seven of Spades. Let me see, where's your Ten of Clubs? So let me ask you this, because it's not really your nature. Are you, yeah, because 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Are you doing anything, Heather, to take care of yourself? I mean.
Not really.
You need to change this, because you do have some challenging health cards showing up. And what I feel is that, you know, it's wonderful that you're taking care of your husband, but you can only take care of him as well as you take care of yourself first. Do you understand?
Yes.
It's like if you don't have the energy and the resources to be there for him, I mean for yourself, then, you know, what's going to end up happening is, you know, it can lead to subtle resentment or feelings of being trapped or, you know, all sorts of things.
And then guilt because of those.
Guilt because of those, and all that stuff then just takes away from the vitality in your body, which then, you know, sets you up to get sick yourself. You need to be doing things for yourself. You know, whether it's getting a massage or going out for walks. I mean, you need to do both of those at least.
Well,
you know,
I am doing things that
make you more vital and give you time with yourself. Are you with him 24/7?
Pretty much. Mhm.
You don't have any help?
No, not really.
Is he like bedridden?
No. But there's he is disabled, and I do have someone has to be around 24/7.
Uh-huh. Is he functional?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What if he went to, like, an adult daycare or something a couple of times a week so that you could go just be by yourself or be with friends or
that really isn't possible because of his disabilities.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
And you can't get somebody to come in like one day a week or
one morning
a week or
two mornings
a week or something?
Mm-hmm. I can try and do that, yeah.
You need to do this. I'm serious. Because, you know, your cards are challenged. How old is your husband?
80.
Hello?
Yes, he's 80.
He's 80?
Uh-huh.
And when's his birthday?
July 15th, 1927.
Let's just take a peek. July 15th. So, King of Clubs. Oh, my God. They just run like the Energizer Bunny. Go, 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 go.
Excuse me.
Sorry. They all are sick at 80 one way or another. Castor was... Okay, so King of Clubs, got the King of Diamonds in his hand. So this is what you need to do, darling. You need to get somebody to come in a couple of days a week or a couple of mornings a week. It's going to change your life, okay, if you can get some time, because you do have some cards that say, you know, your health could be challenged if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't change the way you're doing. So when I started out by saying there's some habit or something you need to change.
This is it, huh?
This is it.
This is, you know, I don't, everybody says the same thing. It's nothing new to me, but it's the hardest thing in the world to make happen.
Yeah, but, okay, so you're only 66 years old. And if you want to have, if you want to live the rest of your life with health and vitality, you need to take care of yourself. Because there's an imbalance here. Too much energy going in one direction.
Yeah, I believe that. Mm-hmm.
And so, how is your husband disabled, if you don't mind me asking?
He's in a wheelchair. He has a debilitating muscle condition.
Uh-huh. So he can't feed himself, or?
He still can do that pretty much. He needs help with bathing. He needs help with bathroom.
Uh-huh. You know, and he can't be alone?
Well, if he gets in trouble, he gets in trouble really quick and really, you know.
Uh-huh.
He can get in big trouble really quick.
Okay. How's his mental state?
Excellent.
Yeah. King of Clubs, I'm telling you. I think they could live to be 300 and they'd be sharp as a tack.
Yeah. I
it's just amazing minds. So you have, this is the change you have to do, and this is why you're calling me today.
Okay.
You really have to start doing things for yourself.
Yeah.
Do you live in you live in the northern New Mexico in the mountains. Is there anybody else around? Are you living in a town or are you out in the middle of nowhere?
Actually, we're out in the middle of nowhere, which I love. I love the quiet and the, you know, and I do have animals and that I take care of.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have a little goat herd and stuff that I really love to do.
That's wonderful.
But
you need more time to do it, right?
It's more strength. I need more energy to do it.
Yes, and this is what I'm talking about. Is that you're giving too much and you're not getting anything back. So you're being zapped. Your energy is being drained.
Yeah.
And you need to find a way. You know, earlier I suggested to somebody that one of the things she might try is Qigong. You may want to do that. Just get a DVD.
Uh-huh.
It'll energize you. But I feel like you need some free time. Can you, hire, a nurse to come for 2 or 3 hours one day a week or something?
I probably can. Uh-huh.
Why don't you start doing that? Just start with one day, maybe 3 or 4 hours, so that you can go off by yourself. Be out of the house, be away, if you want to go walking through the mountains, whatever you want to do. And then maybe turn it into a day or maybe 2 mornings a week. But this is so important. If you're tired, it's because your energy is in balance. And you need to direct your energy in the right way. This goes for anybody that's listening to this. You know, it's like you have to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Because taking care of someone who's disabled is a huge job. And it shouldn't be one person doing it ever. It's too much. Your whole life will just be sucked out by that, you know?
That's what I'm afraid of, yeah.
Right. So you're the one that has to change it.
Yes, I am.
And your cards say this year you have to make that change. And it's really about being disciplined. Now, do you ever Have you ever written or journaled or anything?
I've had a few stories published, uh-huh.
Excuse me?
I've had a few stories published.
You have. Because you also have a strong influence of the writer's card right now. And writing may be a really nice way to rejuvenate, because you don't have to go anywhere to do that.
Yeah, I've thought about that, and I just don't have the energy to do it. So I think I have to do something different first, like as you suggested.
Okay. If you don't... Okay. Listen. You need to make some serious changes as quickly as possible, okay?
Okay. I got it.
It's really, 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 really important.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
And, you know...
That's hard because there's a lot of resentment when I do that.
That's not your problem.
Oh, it's not?
That's not your problem. That's his choice. He's just being ornery. He's not happy.
Well,
I'm sure he, you know, he doesn't, he's not happy about where he's sitting.
No.
The king wants mobility. He doesn't want to be stuck in the throne, and he's stuck.
Right.
But, you know, if he gets resentful, you cannot take that personally. That's his stuff, not yours.
Thank you for saying that.
You're very welcome. I'll say it again if you need me to. I mean, he should be grateful. I mean, that would be the gracious end of this. It's for him to be grateful that you're there giving to him in the way you are. So,
well,
you know.
I think he is. But, it's, you know, things just pop up, you know.
I know, and that's okay. We're all human.
Yeah.
However, you need to take responsibility for yourself so that you feel alive and vibrant and happy, and you stay healthy. Okay?
Okay. I've got it.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Heather.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye. So I have an email from somebody, Keith, whose birthday is Gemini and a rat. And guess what? A ten of clubs. Who is this? Oh, Jude. I thought I recognized. Okay, Jude, you're asking me about Keith, who... is a ten of clubs. Are you the jack of hearts? I don't remember what you're... No, you're the king. What is your birthday? You need to email me quick, because I don't remember what your birthday is. So it's good to know you're still in the same location. I tried to call just a few minutes ago, probably in a meeting or so. Anyway, I forgot how much... Oh, D-D-D-D-D. Oh, I thought she was sending me an email. Sorry, I thought this was a question for the radio show. So anyway, we have a few more minutes. I have time for one more call if somebody wants to call in. If any other of you out there are caregivers, it's a really wonderful thing to give care to a person in need. And often it's someone close to us, like a husband, a wife, or a parent. The thing is, we really actually have to take care of ourselves first. And not meaning leave them sit while you do what you're doing, but find ways to keep that balance. And balance is the key. That's the other thing that the sixes teach us, is the importance of balance and harmony within our own minds and bodies, so that, you know, whatever we experience inside is exactly what we're going to draw to us on the outside. So if you are listening to this show for the first time today, I want to thank you for being here. And I want to invite you to sign up for the card of the day on my website. Right now, it's something that I do for free. I'm getting a big push from people to make this a subscription from my business manager. So I'm fighting that off for now, but sign up while it's free. And I send the card of the day for the next day. If you have my book, I have that in there too, but I tend to say more than what's in my book. My book, Cards of Destiny, has all the birthday delineations in it. It's a really nice book. It's a hardcover, full-color book. It's only $14.95. My publisher did a really great job on that book, and it's just nice to read about ourselves and each other. And I also invite you to explore the website and read about the read about the cards and read about the birth card, the soul card, the spirit card, and the planetary ruling card. I've written definitions for those on there. If you want to communicate on the blog, feel free to do that or send me an email. I try to make myself available. I don't always get right back to people because sometimes I get a lot of emails, especially after a radio show. And I also have a new book that's going to be coming out in a few months, a relationship book, which is going to show you how to figure out what your relationships are and then read about them, the gifts they bring, why you may have drawn that relationship to you, the challenges that are there, the lessons to be learned, and whether or not it's the best relationship for you. And then the four pillars of strength, which are the things that the relationship needs most to survive. Well, not survive. Sorry, thrive. So that's going to be coming out soon, and I'm really excited about that. And if you get on my mailing list, then you'll know when that's coming out. And also, if you live in the LA area and you're interested in being on my mailing list for workshops, there's a place to sign up for that as well. And the other thing is, somebody brought this up to me and asked me if I ever do workshops anywhere else. And I do. I travel and do workshops and speaking events. And so if you're in an area where you would like that to happen, or you have a group that you would like to have gathered together for, you know, to learn more about this or to have readings, you know, contact me about that. I also do personal readings for people via the phone, in person if you're in LA. So those are some of the services I offer, compatibility reports as well. So we're almost out of time here, and I do want to thank BBS Radio for their wonderful service, and I think there's something else that I wanted to tell people, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, here is another email. So one quick... Okay. So this is a relationship that two people have. One is a king of diamonds and one is a king of spades, which equals a king of diamonds relationship. So Josie, I just want to tell you this is a very powerful relationship. It's great for business. The danger here is both of you getting stuck, each of you getting stuck in the way you want things to be, and not seeing the other person's point of view. The King of Diamonds, and I am one, can tend to be a little, you know, one-sided at times and only see things their way, and the King of Spades is like that as well. So when you put those together, you get two eyes instead of four. And it's really important to be open, receptive, honor each other for the power that you have as individuals, and really look to see what the gifts are. This is true in any relationship, and what your partner is bringing to the table. And yes, this is a good relationship for making money. It can also be a really great relationship, love relationship, as long as you have the respect there, okay? So our time is up today. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate you being there, and I wish you the greatest week, and I will be here again with you next Thursday. Take care. Bye.